And now, finally, please welcome to the studio, Mr. Peter Kay!
Hey! Good morning.
Hello, David.
How are you?
On the lips.
Peter's got all showbiz with his kisses.
I thought we might get two. I thought it might be continental.
Watch the herpes.
Oh, are you coming round to me? Mind out.
Are you?
Ignore him.
But you're papping yourself.
How are you? What a hug!
It's a long one.
I've got a lot of things out there.
Oh well, put them back in, will you? For God's sake.
Oh.
How are you?
You were very good last night.
Oh, so were you?
I watched you on the iPlayer when I got to the digs.
Oh, bless you. Come and sit down. Let's have a chat.
Yeah. Did everybody enjoy the show last night?
It was magical, I thought.
I was talking to everyone in Radio Land.
Oh, God. Well, I thought it was magical.
I can't answer. Can we turn my phone off? I'm not. Thank you, Rachel.
Well.
God love you, Rachel.
Look at this.
I'm chatting away. Are we on a musical bed here?
Here we are.
Oh, I've not got my headphones on. I can't appreciate it. Hang on. Oh, yes.
Do you like that?
These are the ones you sent me.
Yeah. So, Peter.
Yes.
This is very exciting for me.
It is exciting for me because I can't believe I've never been here after 13 years.
We tried to get you on in the afternoon show and we tried to get you on.
Do you remember that? We hadn't even gone decimal then, have we?
No.
Afternoon show, Channel 5, were just a dream.
I know, wasn't it? But now, here he is. We've got him in all his glory.
In all my glory.
And you've got a nice suit jacket on there.
Yeah.
Very smart. Is it a suit? Have you got the
it's just
trousers?
The jacket on. Oh, right,
did you lose the trousers? Or
they're on the layaway.
Oh, they're right.
11 weeks, 50p a week. Like, you're still paying for your pager, aren't you, Dave?
Well, I lost my pager, but it's still on drip, yeah.
I used to put my pager out front of my pants when I was doing stand-up.
Did you?
And set it for 20 minutes so that it'd vibrate and I would know that I'd done my time.
Yeah.
But I'd be so full of adrenaline that I'd actually think I were having a stroke about 20 minutes in.
You knew Bernie.
There is
Manning.
More to that story, Rachel, but I've pulled it back. There's nothing in that. If you actually break it down, there's nothing in that at all.
You don't need to break it down.
I haven't broke it down, but there's nothing in it. It's just, you know.
Yeah. You knew Bernard Manning, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I used to go into his house and I was supposed to play Den Perry in Phoenix Nights.
Right.
But he was too ill. But I went around to his house and sat with him. He took me around his house. There you go. Six bedrooms, colour telly in every bedroom. And then me and Susan were thinking of getting a house round there in Middleton. He said, come round here, get a house round. Bring Susan, I'll put some pants on.
I love that.
Because he used to sit in his underpants, didn't he?
He did sit in his underpants.
Yeah, that's true.
That's me shaking hands with the Queen backstage. Variety Club of Great Britain. You usually get one of them. I've got three.
I'll put some pants on.
I'll put some pants on.
I had a great story about him. I don't know if it was true, that when he used to do his gigs, he'd always wait until he got the money. He'd have to have the money up front before he went on stage. And if there was any kind of delay, we haven't got the money. And I go, we'll go and get it now. We'll go and get it now. So I didn't have to.
He'd wait, will he, and not do his job?
And if he had to go on stage, because it was like 8 o'clock and now it's 8:05, he would go on and he'd have his mate, his driver, whatever, go and get the money.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't start until he got the thumbs up from the guy at the back. So he'd go on stage, ladies and gentlemen, Bernard Manning, and he'd go, you all right? How are you? Hello, sir. A nice jacket. What a lovely place this is. Hello, sir. Good evening, madam. Is that the husband? Very nice. You having a nice night? Yep. Lovely. Having a few drinks. And then we'd be waiting, but he wouldn't actually say anything 15 funny.
15 minutes of that.
Wouldn't do a joke. He'd just chat away. And he'd be like, what's your name, sir?
Alan,
nice to meet you. You look very smart. Very nice.
Oh, thank you.
So very nice shirt you've got on there. He'd have a little look. He'd get the thumbs up at the back. He'd get the money and goes, mind you, I don't know why you're wearing it. You're ugly. And they'd be off. There you go. Once the money was in.
He was very, very funny. But why are we talking about him?
I have no idea.
Do I remind you of him or something? No. Is that what you're saying?
Just
walk in, sit down.
You were talking about sticking a pager down your front.
Oh, I see. I thought you went, oh, yeah. He's like a young Manning.
It's all connected.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I love jokes like that. You know.
You look very well.
You think?
Yeah, you look very well.
Yeah,
there's a twinkle in your eye.
Yeah, well, I'm very happy.
Yeah.
It's nice to be here.
There's a lot of things going on. two trips to London in a week, you'll be having a nosebleed.
When we're doing the big announcement, Christopher.
Well, we're going to do it in a bit.
All
I'm just
right, okay.
Teasing everybody.
Teasing them.
We're not going to do it till 18.
Children in Need tonight, the new video. You've got to watch that at 7:15.
Mm-hmm.
David's seen it. Rachel's just seen it.
I saw it.
Seen it. Ali's not seen it. I'll show you in a minute when they play Shack Attack.
I saw it on the way to the lavatories at the Royal Albert Hall.
You did see it.
I had a sort of exclusive
viewing. I was trying to follow you into the urinals and show you, but they won't let me in my laptop.
Sure, I understand that.
But it's like Midnight Cowboy. But I did. Sorry, Rachel. Don't know that. It's all right, Rachel. Don't worry.
That's his CB name.
Anyway, yeah. No, it's Timberwolf. It's Timberwolf. Anyway.
Have
you told him that?
No, but what's yours? Is Tree Frog.
Tree Bug.
What's yours?
I haven't got one.
Oh, come
I'm not
on.
A shadow.
You must. What do you mean?
I haven't got a CB name.
You say so, then you go home and he's got a rig. Understairs, like Harry Potter.
Did you have a CB radio?
No.
I did.
Yeah, but you're a lot older than me.
What? I'm 24. What are you talking about?
A lot older.
I'm going to have my cousin.
Anyway.
I loved it. So the video. Do you want to describe what the video is? Can you describe what it is? You kind of need to see it,
you
really.
You do. And Rachel was saying we wanted to play the song, but out of context, it doesn't actually work because it sounds. Doesn't say it doesn't work.
No,
it's for children.
Yeah.
It took 2 years to make it and 8 months to actually make. 2 years of writing to everybody, and it's lovely. It really is joyous, and I think that if people watch it, especially with children, I said put it on at 7:15 because the more children go to bed, the less people will see it. So there you go. It's lovely. There's over 100. There's 103 celebrities in it.
There you go.
Wow,
103.
There you go. I can't really say anything else.
No. You just watch it. You'll really like it.
You can't say what they do in it.
Can't say what they do. I'll show you in a minute when they're playing Dollar. And it's...
Dollar.
It's a belter. It's hard to explain it.
Well, if you think about it, like, to not give anything away, but you know often how charity singles happen?
Yeah.
Someone kind of starts it and rings round and gets other people involved. Think of it like that.
Hmm. Rob, this is a big one, though. This is a lot of work.
Yeah, 103 celebrities.
Peter was telling me it makes Band-Aid look rubbish. That's what he said.
No, I didn't. Someone will put that as a quote on front. Chris Miles makes Band-Aid look rubbish.
But they'll use your name, though. That's the
thing. No, they won't. They just. Yeah, I know what it's like these days. You can't say nothing.
You really can't say nothing.
You can't say nothing.
You can't. Look at
me. I ordered a pizza last night, asked for a thinner crust of Supreme. They sent me down a Ross.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Can't say that. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you. You weren't even ready with that then, were you?
No, well, you know, give me a...
What's funny is what people don't realise, that actually is a proper drum and a cymbal. And you sat behind it.
It's over here. I had to move. You do another one, I'll be over straight away.
Spring collection. I have got a few, but I'm on. Rachel's glaring at me. I can't.
Stop glaring, Rachel.
I can't. Anyway, I'll save them for two. Sorry.
Right. So for the what?
Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Peter Kay.
No, well, let's play a song.
Oh, do you want to play a song first?
Yeah, play It Bites. It's Calling All the Heroes.
I haven't got It Bites. Calling All the Heroes.
Of course, you have not got it on you.
Do you listen to Radio 1? We play Cutting Edge stuff.
Rock Me Amadeus.
Right, no.
Falco.
Have you heard of the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah, they're on Royal Variety.
That's right.
I'm hosting it in 2 weeks. Where else would you get Black Eyed Peas, Whoopi Goldberg and Paddy McGuinness?
No, what a night. What a night.
How surreal is that?
That's going to be a hell of a song.
I got a feeling.
Whoopi in a cassock or whatever
Whoopi, Paddy and act. Black Eyed Peas. I've got to introduce Paddy and say, ladies and gentlemen, this next act and me used to be in geography together.
Ah, that's nice.
Who bizarre is that? He said,
and then bring on Whoopi Goldberg.
Hey!
We've got it.
Oh.
All right, well, look, let's play a record.
But we're playing, though.
And then we'll get... Well, you can...
Is it just noise?
No, you can choose.
Is it just drumming?
You can choose. You can either have Muse or Chucky.
Huh. Mucky.
No.
Let's do a mashup.
All right, then. I'm in Miami, girl.
Is it on those, is it?
Yeah, it's for them playing together.
Stealing a living.
Tell you what, I've heard worse mixes on Radio 1. Right, Muse, and then Peter's big announcement. 8:22. That's Muse and Uprising on Radio 1. Come on. morning, everybody.
Good morning, hey. Britain, and God bless you. You've been flooded. I really hope you're all right, and that's awful. I hope, seriously, hope you're all right.
Yeah, it is bad. Peter Kay is here, and Peter has a big announcement to make. Would you like? Would you like a fanfare?
You could do a bit of a drum roll and stop that. What's this? Open University.
Just a royal flourish.
A royal flourish.
Yeah. I don't know whether you want it really dramatic.
You should announce it.
Okay, all right.
It's been 7 years since Peter Kay played live in front of thousands of people.
Is that too much?
That's very Peter Dixon. I love that.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Live!
How many people have you played to in the past?
I don't know.
Over a million?
How would you possibly... You can't go, oh, are you all right? 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 5. Well, you're okay, 13, 14.
Over a million?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's say that. How many dates have you done? 500?
Yeah.
Over 500?
Yeah, my mum got a bungalow, let's put it that way.
Okay.
She's now having a stone clad in power washed.
No.
And that's not a euphemism, really.
He's played over 500 live gigs to over 1 million people. And now, after the success of the bungalow, he is back. Peter Kay is going on tour for the first time in 7 years. And you can go and see him live. 4 nights, 1 venue, 1 man. Peter Kay is back, live and better than ever.
Ollie Murs!
You should open with that, Peter.
What?
You should open with that. Put that on
the stage. Hey, I might do, yeah. But
thank you for coming!
The next pair might come on as Geraldine, though, won't they?
Maybe.
Maybe.
So, Peter, your first stand-up tour in 7 years.
Yes.
Now, when you say the word tour...
Tour.
Yeah, or tour.
Yeah.
Where are you playing?
The Manchester Evening News Arena.
Right. That's more of a residency.
Well, you see, the downside of touring is actually touring.
Right.
So I thought we'd call it the tour that didn't tour.
I like that.
So I'm going back on nights, and and it's handy because I can see my house front roof.
Oh, that's not that really.
So, nice. You know, I can be home for Dexter. I'm going to call that the tour, home for Dexter. So it's home for Nash Bridges, but that were 2003.
Sure. That's well gone.
Home for Dexter tour, and it's there you go. That's it.
It's very exciting.
4 nights.
Four nights.
I've done it for so long, and it's nice doing Manchester Arena because I used to work there as a steward when it first opened. So, and I were there with Tall and Dean. They weren't stewarding; they were skating.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's Christopher Dean. Like, you're not on there, please. You're blocking a stairwell. No, he hasn't got a Yorkshire accent. I don't know.
Was he from Huddersfield?
Yeah,
walking awkwardly on skates. You know,
when you come up, it's great when you're on it, and then when you come and you got a walk like that
on your toes,
on your toes, like from digging into the floor. Do you mind not standing there, please? Anyway, so I used to work there. Then I ended the last tour of the playing there that night.
Right.
So I thought it'd be nice to start there. And it's home. It feels homely. Yeah. It's lovely. And it's now. And it's obviously, I've not done it for a long time. So I thought it's, you know, let's see how it goes. So 4 nights, yeah.
4 nights at Manchester Arena, which will be next year at the end of April.
Yeah.
So really not that long away, really.
No, I've got some jokes. I've got 20 minutes. Just a lot's happened in 7 years.
Mm. Well, yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
So hang on, so you've written 20 minutes?
No, I said I'd get 20 minutes just out of wife swap.
Right.
So there's a lot of stuff happened. Barry's illnesses, iPhone, Jack O'Dine.
Right.
A lot of things. Sorry, that's Rachel.
Massive.
It is a fact, though. He has died. So, anyway.
See, I'm worried about the iPhone mention.
I'm self-conscious all the time now. Anyway, so.
Don't let him make you feel nervous.
What's funny is I'm on about Carl Oman off Brushstrokes. I'm on about. He's Michael died. Anyway, so I'm doing. I've got a theme Brushstrokes in my bag. Do you want it on?
I'm all right.
Anyway,
I'll probably find it somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Who love Brushstrokes?
Me.
Yeah. Tuesday night's half eight. Just after Juliet Bravo, it on.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm doing for I can't believe it. He's not even listening. He's trying to find theme from Brushstrokes.
I am listening. I am.
He'll find it.
Because of you, the You love nature. You. He was painting that wall at end
exactly,
of credits.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, it was. So four nights. Let's get back to this.
Yeah, four nights. Yeah.
Four nights in April.
yeah, that's it. I can't believe you got it
from the 27th.
Hey,
to
but
the
yours 30th. Isn't taped off telly.
No, this is proper. Peter Kay is going back on tour.
I can't believe you got this.
On the tour that doesn't tour, tour.
Tour, tour.
Four nights the Manchester Arena, and everyone must go and see
it. And I'll say,
because of you, these things I do.
Do you remember
this,
Alan?
It's a lovely song,
no.
This.
Yeah.
Because of you.
You had this at your first slow dance at your wedding, Alan.
Because of you.
It's a full version of it.
Oh, yeah,
it's
sorry, is that good?
Yeah. Right. But that one hasn't got my mum shouting, Pete, your tea. Because I used to press play and record in front of telly. But, Mum, I'm trying to take brush strokes! All over Robin of Sherwood. Shouting, Robin, the hooded man.
You got that as well, haven't you?
Yeah. Oh, don't start digging these out, will
somewhere
you?
Somewhere I've got it.
Yeah, you've got a big Clannad fan, aren't you? Massive Clannad fan.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, Matt, really.
That's how we met, didn't we? Met at an Enya gig. Yeah.
We did.
Do Orinoco Flow, but do that a cappella one you used to do, Orinoco Flow. Go on, do it. He's like a one man flying pickets. That's it.
I haven't done it for years.
From Dubai to Iraq, with the shades of Tripoli, to Bamboo to Shabu.
Shabu to Shabu.
Sail away, go on, do it.
No, I don't know it.
You used to, you were like a flying picket thing,
yeah,
you used to.
It's union rights.
And then you did Caribbean Blue, you did all in your I stuff. Oh, and people used to walk past him at Town Hall Square and go, he's good, that lad. He's good, that lad. I think he's a bit, you know, I can't say Rachel's there. Anyway, that's what it is, that's what it's known as. He's a bit, I can't say Rachel's there. What's it? He's on now!
Peter Kay is going on tour
as Jason Connery. He were a bit of a dead horse, wasn't he?
Four nights, one venue, one tour that doesn't tour. Yeah. Tour.
Tour?
Rock, get to chorus.
Can't forward through it.
Can you not fast forward?
I'm going to read it for you. Ready? Ready?
Go on.
Peter.
The Tory man. Not Tory man,
no,
but, you know.
No, that's rock bottom,
well,
that.
Sorry.
Oh, you threw it at Wood there.
Well, you know, I just, you know, you threw it on me.
Oh, anyway.
Peter's website has got all the details. Well, it should have the details. If someone's sitting there ready to press return, otherwise he's got to go all the way back to Bolton.
40 foot on the ground in a bunker in Jersey doing it.
Really?
Yeah. So,
I like the new website, by the way.
Thank you very much.
I think it's very funny. On Peter's new website, without giving anything away, Peter Kay's website.
Nothing giveaway, it's only a website. You get free wallpaper.
Though, I love that.
And it is wallpaper.
You get free wallpaper, which is very funny.
It's my nan's back pantry.
There's Nan's
not even
that's miss wallpaper. I love that. It's Joan's back pantry.
Was it not my nan's? It went with my nan's glory hole, but Rachel made me take it off.
And I don't know where
News, actually.
Who are?
We're late for news.
Oh, wait, oh, well, it's with flooding, and there you go, a lot of carry on and stuff. Children in need. Flooding, there's someone was stood on top of a house in Kendall.
So, Peter, going on tour, and go to Peter's website, peterk.co.uk.
Yeah, so it goes on sale tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Yes, so there you go, and that's that, and God bless you.
I'll buy some tickets.
You're all right, I'll tip you a wink.
No, you're all right.
If you come and do your a cappella, you can do what you like. Come in, yeah. So there you go, 11 o'clock tomorrow. The tour didn't tour.
Nice. Welcome back to tour.
Welcome, thank you.
Welcome back to Lad.
Well, it's not Steve Wright. What's happening?
Home.
Steve Wright.
Peter Kay's here, everybody.
Hey. Oh, factoid.
Hello, friend.
Do you know that?
Have you done his show?
Yeah.
The nice thing when you do Steve Wright's show, when you go in and record your interview,
he's lovely, man.
He's really nice, Steve. When you record your interview with him, he goes halfway through the interview, you're chatting away, and he goes, "Anyway, Peter Kay's on the show, everybody." Woo! Peter Kay's back with us. Woo!
And then there's the gap, and then
you go, "Oh, hang on, there's not enough time to have a bit of sip of water."
No,
straight in.
Then they drop in music, John Miles.
And then I don't know if he was like the same with you. And then he finishes with me, and he takes his headphones off and goes, "Right, get out."
No, you were all right with me. He didn't do that. No,
in real life.
No, he asked me for a kidney.
You know the old woman that have on the show.
Go on. Oh, bloody hell.
Carrie's pregnant.
Oh, sorry.
Be careful.
I'm sorry what I said there.
Yesterday we made her cry. Today you'll make the baby pop out.
Oh, hey. Don't be doing that. Come on.
Breathe. But like this.
Oh, no.
Hello, Peter.
I don't know. Live birth on air.
Oh.
You all right, first. Carrie? I'm
hurting.
Oh.
Go on.
When's baby due? Oh, there's no point in me talking to Carrie.
Oh, no.
March. You'll be able to go. you'll be walking again by then. You'll be able to go and see Peter.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll do that.
Yeah. Oh, please come. You're more than welcome. Yeah, so there
you go. It's going to be a big sellout. It'll be great.
Yeah, we'll see, yeah. We'll find out tomorrow, won't
you're
we?
You're confident, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? I had a little bit of a private conversation about apprehension.
I know.
But it's not, I want to do it again. I regret not doing it again. I did like doing it. Because yeah. I wrote that book and I started talking all about it again, I thought, it'd be a shame if I didn't do it again. I do like it. It is terrifying, you and, 10,000 people going. It's no grey area. The laugh or they don't.
No, this is it.
But it will be.
Is that what the Manchester Arena is? 10,000.
It is. When I'm not doing it full capacity. I'm not Michael McIntyre.
Right.
You're not watching a dot on stage in a telly. You know what I mean? I want to give him a fighting chance of getting through the glaucoma. You know what I mean? Not that I'm saying he's not funny. I'm just saying that I won't do it to people come and go. Am I watching telly here? What's crap? You know what I mean?
Anyway, I want him to see me.
I think you'll be fine. Yeah. I tell you what.
I'm going to get my name behind me massive, just in case they don't know who they're watching. Someone else's name behind me massive, just for a laugh, you know what I mean?
Put Alan's name behind you massive.
Put Enya massive. People go up at the wrong show.
Claire in Bristol says, is there any chance you can put them up for sale at 11:30 tomorrow because she's got a step class?
if she wants, yeah. I'll sort that out.
Right,
of course
there
I
you
will.
Go. All good.
Step class?
Step class.
Fair enough.
You know, it's you go one, two, three.
Yeah, I know what one is.
Like that, and you go diagonal, you go like that, and then you go up and down.
Yeah, so, well, yeah.
Fine. Right, just text in now. If you think you're going to get tickets to see Peter, give us a little text saying, I'm going, and send it to 81199. Do that now. And then we'll be able to tell Peter that at least 55, 60 people are going to go and fill 4 nights at the Manchester
Arena. We'll get a coach up.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
If we get enough people for the same area.
And bring a mirror.
Brilliant. 81199, send us a text if you want to go see Peter live. I'm not giving away tickets. You have to buy them.
They can have them.
I'm not a booking agent.
You can do a quiz.
Not doing that. 81199.
Who was the lead singer of Genesis? Answers on a postcard to the Peter Gabriel competition. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Right, look, let's do a little take a little break, and then we're going to do the news, and then we'll play a record, and then we'll come back with more of Mr.
And then
Peter
we've got
K.
the golden hour, haven't we?
We have got the golden hour. It's all ready.
Although I'm on this morning at 10:34.
Well, don't worry about that. I'll get you a taxi bike.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
10:34.
Carry on, speed you down there.
Me and John Leslie. Is he still doing it?
No, he's left.
All right.
Okay. I'm going. I've waited years for this, says Renee.
Oh, from Alolo?
No, and Renata.
Go on, keep out in these floods now.
Renee, Renata. Ashley on my way to college. I'm going, so says Karina and Worcester. Come to Newcastle, says Holly. Yeah, just pick the Manchester Arena up and bring it to Newcastle.
Yeah.
Stephen Morecambe. I can't wait, says Stacey and Lincoln. All these texts coming in saying they're going to go and see you.
That's five.
Love.
There's five.
Yeah, well, you know. That's a tenth of the front row. Sorted.
I'm looking forward to it. It'd be a good laugh. Hopefully, that's the main incentive.
You'll be able to do personal.
There's
hello.
A lot of things happened though. I've become a father, and you know, and loads.
He talks about becoming a father and
loads.
There you go.
And recycling.
Morning, Peter Dixon, by the way. I know Peter's listening.
Nice fella.
Good morning. Right, look, we're going to do the news and then play some records, and then we're back with Peter. We'll chat about a few other things. So the website, peterk.co.uk, go and have a look at the website. And then tonight, 7:15, Children in Need for his big 2-year video.
Yeah, give Emmerdale a miss.
Give Emmerdale a miss. Get the kiddies in front of the telly for Children in Need. They'll love
your own.
What?
Your own.
Yeah, your own kids and your own telly. Right, Peter Kay is here and he's watching the text machine. So if you want to send a text saying that you're looking forward to seeing Peter live, he'll love that. So there you go.
What are they? About as funny as an autumn grave.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't read them.
Oh, don't read them.
No, that's not for me. That's for me, rather.
All right, I see.
So Peter's now reading the text, so give him a bit of a boost.
Have you any Kleenex?
It's not that, they're not them kind of text, love.
No, no, I've got a cold.
Right. Well, yeah, we'll get you some. We'll get you some toilet tissue,
please. Thank you.
There you go.
Oh, bog roll.
Well, what do you want?
Coming to 1990s.
Well, we don't. Sure, we didn't show if you had a cold or diarrhoea, so we thought that's nice.
That's it.
Lovely.
Well, I'm only human.
That's fine for level.
I'm not. I'm dancer, not human.
Right. 81199. As we do the news and sport, get your phones out and send Peter a text telling him if you're going to go and see him live and tell him you love him and all that, and that'd be nice. Right, we're going to do the news. So, like, what?
Oh, what? You won't talk, Mr. Insecure.
Shut up.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
I'm not self-conscious. I'm not self-conscious.
Come on.
Right, I'm coming on, I'm coming on. It's 8:42. Right, it's 10 to 9. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Peter Kay is here. Look at him.
Yeah. Look at him. Hello, everybody.
Live
Hello.
At Radio 1.
This is nice, isn't it? I've not been here since Simon Bates run. Doing our tune.
Fern Cotton has just come in.
Yeah.
And quite literally just said...
She was a young girl. She was finding... Have I got time? Shall I do one?
What, our tune? No.
All right.
Why not? Well, is it appropriate?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
I'll make one up.
I'll just make one up. Now, you know the... right, okay.
Go on, then. Let's have a laugh.
All that I hear from Mandy, she was going with Graham for many years, lived together, and one day she came home and she started to find items of clothing in the washing basket that she hadn't worn. Anyway, she was a bit suspicious, and she came home one day and found Graham sitting in the front room with two of his friends, dressed as women. They had a bit of a row that night, a vicious row, and they split up, and Graham went out one night, and that's when she met Ian, and Ian gave her body something she'd been yearning for quite a while. Wow. And they got together, and then one night she was out, and she got a call. Graham apparently had been beaten up, he couldn't outrun a gang of lads in his high heels. Mm. And she got to the hospital, tubes everywhere. Mm. And she said to Graham, "I'm sorry, but I've actually met Ian. And I've got a bit of a thing going." And he said, "Look, I love you. And I know that you love me. And I'm very happy for you. And you have my blessing. And I'm getting married. Just let you know, Simon, I'm getting married next May. And Graham's my chief bridesmaid. And could you please play More Than a Woman by the VGs?"
Brilliant. Right, now...
That was the top of my head, that.
That was very good.
That's a gift, that.
Yeah, well, it comes very naturally.
It is, to me and Christopher Lillycrap.
Do you fancy
remember him?
Christopher Lillycrap?
Tell you a story.
I love Christopher
Lillycrap. You haven't got
Lillycrap.
That, though, have you?
What?
No, I don't. Yeah, tell you a story.
I love Christopher Lillycrap.
Yeah, I wonder where he is now. If you're there, Chris, ring in.
We talked
probably
about
on a roof in Kendall. Once,
didn't we? We talked about him a while back.
Did we? In what context?
Christopher Lillycrap. I used to love him. I used to do a lot of kids' telly.
You did, yeah.
He was to Timmy Mallet's day.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not.
Timmy Mallet was a Timmy Mallet of his day. So there you go. What else I've got to tell you? So that's it. Do it rover 80. That's a belting thing.
Where are you doing
Blackpool
that?
Blackpool Opera House.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's handy.
We've had that. Whoopi Goldberg and all that.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
So yeah, so there
you go. Double parked? Do you need to get off?
No, I'm not. I'm here for Golden now, yeah. Yeah. It's lovely being here, and I list every day, and I like, it's nice to be here.
Is it weird being in the studio on the show?
It's never what you imagine it's going to look like, and I never knew you stood up.
Did you know Dave was black?
No, I didn't know he was black. No, I didn't know he looked like Sherman Klump.
People,
he's a big fella.
People are normally underwhelmed, though, when they come in, because I think they expect Radio 1 to be really, really glitzy, and it's not.
Oh, no, it's not at all, no. Not at all.
I mean, they've redone the reception. It used to look like a cab office, but it's still underwhelming, I think, for most people.
It's very old. It's got a bit of a Beirut feel to it.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it's nice to have you here.
Yeah, nice to have me. It's nice to be here. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm on my laptop. I'm trying to find some bits and bats for you.
Do you know who's on this morning? Do you know who's hosting? Now that Rachel's going,
we're gonna have some fun. Go on.
Do you know who's hosting this morning?
It'll be Philip and Ollie.
No, it's Friday. Fridays.
Oh, who's it on Friday?
Is it Eamon and his missus? Eamon?
Is it? I thought
maybe we Eamon Holmes.
Eamon Holmes will be on now. Watch me now. There you go now. He's nice, Eamon. Oh, he swears a lot though in real life. That's him, Mons. Oh,
I don't know why. It's all the drink.
You can't say that, Chris.
What?
Just because Rachel's not in.
Well,
you can't say that.
No, because he drinks a lot of water.
No, he's... Are they on Fridays?
Yeah.
I think so.
All right, okay. Well.
John in Reading says, "I saw Christopher Lillycrap in Panto in Reading 2 years ago."
Oh, yeah? And what were he playing? Well, he can't reply, can he?
No.
Well, he will in about 5 minutes.
Also, Peter is amazing how he's on Radio 1.
My mum has just texted me, "Stop calling people on the radio." Two words, Jonathan Ross.
So she's just texted.
She just texted me. I'm Uber cold. Uber cold, Mum. I'm not saying anything bad. Jason Connery. Uber cold.
Peter, maybe it's your other radio interview you're doing at the moment.
Yeah, someone just said, Peter's amazing how he can be on Radio 1 live and live on Galaxy 102 in Manchester, both at the same time.
And
it's
apparently
amazing.
Real radio as well.
Yeah, well, I'm cloned.
Apparently,
I'm cloned.
The official launch of the tour.
Yeah, but that's not me. That's Lee Ladd, my tribute act.
Oh, I like that.
I heard the tour was broken on Rock FM in Preston, it said.
Broken?
Well,
broken! Well, they don't have October, they have Rocktober.
They do have Rocktober. Oh. And they used to do the chart all mixed together.
You what?
You know everything.
Mm.
Right, what else have we got to do? I had a good time. I need to thank you publicly for...
your kidney.
A nice time.
Well,
in
we got
Bolton
another one for Steve. What?
When when Vernon did his show live from the Phoenix Club a few weeks back.
Yeah, I were a bit dubious about that, but it were good.
It was a great, great morning.
Oh, it was
it was absolutely heaving. And we went out the night before and we went and had
Nando's.
We went to Nando's, then we went to a pub, and then Peter gave me a lift back to the Reebok, to the hotel, and we stopped off for fish cakes.
Yeah, shush, because Susan's listening.
Oh, no. You did. Peter.
No, he stopped off for fish cakes.
Peter dropped me off for fish cakes.
He went to Zorba's in Norwich.
And he said, I said, do you want anything, Peter? He went, no, thank you. That's what he said.
That's what I said. Like, you know, I had a diet lilt.
And then.
like floor cleaner.
And then he picked me up the next morning. And we drove to the Phoenix Club, but we had a little tour. We had a little Phoenix Nights tour of Bolton.
Yeah, we
which
did.
Was lovely. And the if you remember the first ever episode of Phoenix Nights, the first scene is when Brian's going up the hill on his shop mobility, and
he
took me there, gave me a tour. And there's a bit right at the beginning. Get your DVDs out and watch it later. There's a bit where there's a fella is trying to scrub out some graffiti on a wall,
yeah,
which says so and so slept with my wife, and he's scrubbing it out.
Yeah.
And as Peter drove around the corner, he went, yeah, that's where they did the graffiti. They've painted over it, and it's still there. It's still just a great big black square side of someone's house.
I know, but they had to do it themselves because I don't think the production company just did a bunk and left it.
I'd have left it.
They did.
Bit of history.
Yeah, but it was lovely that day.
But I had a lovely tour. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I had a nice day. It was good.
I was saying it was like doing a South Bank Show documentary, but without a film crew. It was brilliant. Peter's like, that's where we filmed that, and that's where we did that.
Oh, I'm very proud.
I loved it.
I love it when people go to the club and say, you know, this is... It's amazing how you've done it up. That's exactly how it is. It's incredible when you walk in.
I could have stayed at the Phoenix Club all day. I really could. And we stayed and had a few
you,
drinks.
You were there all day, weren't you?
Well, yeah, I suppose you were.
Still about half two.
It's
incredible, though.
We're in the middle suite, the middle bit. What's that? Whatever, which bit that is?
Not Pennine.
Is that the
Tony Knowles?
No, Tony Knowles is the snooker one.
Golden one. The one where they made the Chinese restaurant out of.
Right.
That's it.
There you go. I loved it. Peter even gave me a tour of the toilets, which I was a bit dubious about at first.
Covered in.
Yeah, that's right. But it was very nice.
Yeah.
Didn't you end up in a pub next to Wigan train station as well later?
Yeah, I did later on that night. I told you about that. No,
Wigan North West.
Yeah.
I got a lift back from one of Vernon's mates and his missus, and they dropped me off to Wigan to get the train, and we missed it by 5 minutes. So we went across the road and had a few pints.
Oh, right. So you went back from Wigan North West?
Yeah, I landed.
All right.
Right at the end of it. That's Bolton for you. That's the best way to see Bolton, I believe.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're more than welcome. So, four dates. Four dates at Manchester Arena. I am available if you need anything for the tour.
Support? Well, I'm Toya. Flying pickets, Enya.
Are you going to have... You don't have support, though, do you?
I might do on this one. I did the last one. I had an interval every night, and it's like running really fast and then stopping.
Right.
To chip in your slippers. But I used to run, and then I'd start, and then I'd go into the dressing room and sit and watch back end at Bill.
Right.
And have a meal deal from Boots. and then I wouldn't even see end at Bill, because I'd be back on. I'd spend 50 minutes trying to get a reception on whatever telly in the dressing room. Because Noel Gallagher came to Hammersmith and went back and went, is this it? You were like, not really rock and roll, is it? Four bottles of Ulvic and a meal deal. Anyway, so I'm going to... I don't want an interval now. I think I'll just go straight through. It's better, and then you can just do a good hour and a half. And
exactly.
You know what I mean?
And then we can be in the pub for lasties.
Yeah, but I think I will. I'm thinking about getting a support. I don't know. By you, are you offering?
I'll offer, yeah.
Yeah.
Take my wife, please.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
But you don't have to bring the echo thing.
No, I do.
It might be like that. There might only be 15 people.
I'll walk on stage. Good. 1 second. Good evening. Let's plug this in. Hello. 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 Right. Good evening. Take my wire, please. Thank you.
Feedback.
That's it.
Oh.
You all right? Hello.
Hello.
Just do it on your own again.
Taxi for Hargreaves. Pick up. That's 8:49, love, please.
Go to Peter's website if you want to have a look.
Take a card.
It's peterk.co.uk, and it's his new website. It's new and improved. And he will have the details of the tour.
Well, get up to internet and have a little look.
The tour that doesn't tour.
11 o'clock tomorrow.
That photo in the front of your website.
Yeah.
Of the little street with the shops.
Yeah.
Where's that? Is that Bolton?
Yeah.
It's very nice. And are they the real shops? Is that Sonia's?
No, they're the proper shops. You think I've got the time? Well, I'm not now. Well, they're the proper
CGI.
Shop. Exactly. It's not Gladiator.
Sonia Fashions.
Yeah, but you can drag Sonia. It out. There's more, don't there? There's some lads crossing the road if you pull it out.
Also, cars drive past with birds.
You know, it's a modern world.
It keeps moving.
Have you not seen The Grinch?
It's not Sonia's newsagents and off-licence and Sonia Fashions.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a newsagents and it sells clothes?
Yeah, why not?
Well, that's double
your money.
We don't have that in
two
Leeds.
Two things, can't you? Of course, you have that in Leeds.
What, a newsagent that sells blouses?
So you get a pair of trousers and an auto trader.
That's exactly. Same time. Yeah.
All right.
Get a body warmer and Anglin Times.
Why not? And tonight, yeah. Children in Need. Peter,
Children in Need, 7:15 for the kids.
They'll be having a nosebleed.
Because I believe children are the future.
Yeah.
Teach them well and let them lead the way.
That's very nice.
I wrote a thing for Brian Potter last night. He was quoting that he was doing, because I always write bits for Phoenix Nights, and I wrote him going, he's like doing a bit, like he's rallying the troops, but he's doing the lyrics from I Knew You Were Waiting For Me. When the river was deep, I didn't falter. When the valley was high, I still believed. I was crippled emotionally. And physically. But I knew you were waiting for me. I knew you were waiting for me.
You still write bits from Phoenix Nights?
Oh, yeah. I've written a whole third series.
Let's do it.
Ben?
Let's do it.
Well, you know what? It takes a year to make a series.
Oh, boo-hoo. Get it done.
No, but it did. And I've got, you know, my children, and I wanted to be with them. And that's why I've not done stand-up for so long, because you get, they're born, and the last tour was 180 nights, and it took me so long to kind of come down from it, and I thought, I don't know if I want to do that again now. And then I did Max and Paddy, and then Amarillo, and The Book, and then Geraldine, and then you go, it's been 6 years, and they're the children, you know, a bit older, and I thought, I fancy doing it again, but I don't really want to be away from home.
They're 22 now, you're still about 5 years.
I don't want to be away from home, so that's why it's a...
It's only up the road!
Oh, no, that's why this is an happy compromise.
Right, okay.
Life, the secret to life, Christopher Moyle.
Yes, Peter Kay.
Is balance.
Balance.
Right. You know, spending time with your family and your friends. Mm. Bit of work. Lack a bit of work hard. Sure. Play hard. Ooh. But, you know what I mean? I lack a bit of like time. Could have, if it weren't for Fengel and not baths,
right.
I went bath of the night with Will Young.
Were you?
Yes.
How is he?
He's all right. He's not so bad.
Right.
Yeah. Did you have imperial leather when you were a child? Mum used to get it out on Christmas Eve and put it in, like, looks like. You're listening, Mum. Putting imperial leather out on Christmas Eve. People got a special occasion Christmas Eve. She didn't have a deep voice, like. Imperial leather. People, they've got a bit of money. Look at that.
Will she be listening, your mum?
Did you, when you were little, do you want to get in my water?
We never said that.
Did you not?
Yeah,
I'm having a bath. Would you want? You get in my water then?
I've left it in for you.
And mum would come up with kettle and tip it in. Warm it back up. Bit of matey. Give it a shake.
Oh, I love matey.
And then
it'd still be great though, wouldn't it?
And then you come round in Lent and there'd just be the sticker off your imperial leather and that little bit of orange soap underneath. It lasted for ages. But it's funny that imperial leather were posh because of that advert where they were on train, that family, and they used to get imperial leather delivered on the train track. You come on, how rich were they?
Do you remember this, Alan? Does any of this make any sense?
Imperial leather, Alan. You must have had imperial leather.
Imperial leather is when a woman gets into a bath and is kind of the voice of imperial leather.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
That was Flake.
Did you not have him? No, that's. No, yeah. Did you have imperial leather?
No.
They must have had it in the boys' home.
I don't think. Well, I don't know. We didn't have it.
Lived in Aberystwyth.
It took a while.
Of course, they've got imperial
leather
in Aberystwyth.
It's like Guinness. It didn't travel well. Peter's doing comedy characters.
Travel well.
Comedy characters. Peter Gay.
Oh,
you're right.
There's Rachel.
What's what? Pardon, where is she? You can say that. You can say
it's fine.
Some of my best friends are Kay. My uncle Tony. Hi, Gene.
Hi, Gene.
That's what I got to. Hi, Gene. Where's your drum now? You see, you've got Robin and Sherwood loaded. Oh.
I've got it.
Hi, Gene. So my best friends are Kay. That's what I'm going to call it too. Kay. Is that Barbara Windsor?
It's Alicia Dixon.
Come out in front of that desk. Guess right. A celebrity laugh.
We've got to do the gold now because we're late. Now,
what's
listen.
What's your favourite station? Dean's Gate.
PeterK.co.uk for details of your tickets. They go on sale 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. 4 dates at Manchester Arena to see Peter K live for the first time in 7 years.
Taking it slow.
Tonight on BBC One, Children in Need, you get to see the video that he's been working on for 2 years. 2 years been working on this. 2 years.
2 years.
And it's just for the kiddies.
Gay Pride.
And if you want to...
Big March.
Gay Pride, Big March. Could have called me two of that.
If you're, and Gay if you want to see Peter introduce some Paul McCartney from the Royal Albert Hall gig, in case you missed it, you can see that on the iPlayer, right?
Who?
Have we done it? Sir Paul McCartney, you into?
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's nice.
All right, have we done everything?
Lovely, man.
Right. Call the tour K-Pride, that's brilliant.
K-Pride, yeah. I thought they'd get lost in Aberystwyth. They've not even got imperial leather, by all accounts.
Right, Peter, lovely to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Can I stay for gold?
Yeah, you're going to stay. I'm going to get it on now.
All right, let's do it.
Are you ready? Now, the rule is... Don't say that what year it is out loud, because everyone has to guess.
Give you the year, my friend. I'll give you the month and the week.
Yeah, all right, fine. But don't
keep
say
it to
the
yourself.
Year.
We only reveal it at half nine.
And off the air, we don't say it off the air either, because Dominic and Dave, we have to play along. All right. We find out at half nine.
You know I am, like you, musical Rain Man.
That's right.
While you're doing it, I'll be drawing a cathedral from memory.
And Peter, while you're listening, Peter,
yes?
Pick a song for the second half hour. We'll play that when you've gone.
All right.
From any year.
Any year. Any song. Your favourite song ever.
Really?
Yeah, providing you know.
Have you got toy dolls? Right, and here we go.
It's in the radio.
Nelly the Elephant.
Yeah.
Oh,
go on.
Not that I remember. Right, here we go. The Chris
Moyle Show. 1989.
Dude, stop. You don't know what year it is.
It's 89.
Well, you don't know what year it is.
The building wall had come down. Right.
It can be any year.
David Hasselhoff was there, wasn't it?
Yeah, you don't get any Hasselhoff, David.
Nope.
Right, so here's what I want you to do. Get your phone out, and then you send me a text if you tell me what year it is. So you say who you are, what you're doing, and where you're doing it, and what the year it is. So if you're Dave, you might text in...
Dave, demolishing a wall in Berlin, and I think that the year is 1993.
Or if you're Dominic, you might text in, and you might say...
Hello, I'm Nigel in Nottingham, playing with Newt. I think it's 1914.
Right, okay, so there you are. So I want as many texts as we can, telling me what year you think it is, and I go now. We'll say hello to as many people who get it right as possible. So you might just get your name read out on the radio, Peter.
Shall I text in for a meeting?
Well, yeah. You can if you want, just tell me off the air. Mm.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So here we go. It's the golden hour, but what is the year? The Chris Moyle Show, the golden hour. International Radio 1. Action Radio. Radio 1. The year
1 FM, the golden hour. Gotta get up. Gotta get up.
That's Black Box and Ride on Time. Paul in Glasgow's got the right year. David and Eddie decorating China at Royal Crown Derby in Derby. Said, very funny interview.
Oh, thank you.
Mm. Hello, it's Lindsay in Falkirk doing a bit of shopping. You've got the right year, Lindsay. Nicola in Burnley is working half a day. Rich in Harrow enjoying a duvet day. Thought you did a good job last night, Chris.
Oh, thank you very much.
Peter's trucking in Northumberland. Looking forward to PDK's tour.
Oh, thanks very much, mate. How you doing? I hope you're having a Yorkie.
Claire in Cardiff is going back to bed after feeding baby Ella. Jay is stuck in traffic on the way to Barrow. And my sister-in-law is walking into work with very soggy jeans after slipping on a pile of wet leaves. Bad Ooh. Times. Sorry, Kerry.
Bad times.
Bad times.
But you haven't got the right year, though, Kerry. My imaginary friend Martin has been to the gym and he's got the right year as well. And Andy Peters is on his way to the gym and he's got the right year as well.
Yay. Is he not in the top secret CD pressing plant in Blackburn?
No, he might be. But no, he's not.
He's not the Andy the Peters, is he?
Yeah, yeah, the Andy Peters.
Is it?
Yeah.
God love you, Andy.
He's the Andy Peters. He loves it. Loves to go now.
Loves it.
He can't help himself.
He loves that it's a song that's from where it straddled a decade.
That's right. It's 9:13.
Good morning, Andy Peters.
So Black Box, right on time. And Allard, this is just for you.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Lindis and Bert are keeping the streets safe. They got the right year. Brian from Leicester sitting in the car. School discos and sloppy snogging, says Jay in Pompey. Wrong, it was Black Box and Michael Jackson. Beck from Sudbury's going to work. Good morning, I'm Zach, thinking about getting out of bed in Newcastle. Flynn is
making... man in the moon.
Yeah. Flynn is making tea in Glasgow. And Leslie's in Plymouth. Wendy's putting on her makeup in Market Harbour. Ian and Tom fitting carpets. Phil reading the paper and having a pie in Swindonby. That is the video. Get Matt Finchman here. That was the video version of
Leave
That's Me
Leave
Alone.
Me Alone on the cassette of Bad, That's which right. when I worked at Edwin Peely's in Bolton on a work placement,
right.
I used to steal cassettes and shove them out front of my pants and take them home. Copy them.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. And then you didn't bring them back.
I brought them back and put them back on shelf. And I did this for 2 weeks and I went home with the wet Memphis sessions.
What, down the front?
Yeah, in front of my pants.
What was down the back?
Now 11. And I used run for bus and then go home and high speed door. I was terrified of, like, you know, detect something like MI5 kicking my front door in.
Well,
I go back, put it back on shelf, Dirty Dancing, and then woman said to me, what else did I, voice at Beehive, and then she said to me, if you want to take any cassettes home, you know, help yourself. I've just took half your shop home, down my pants it last 2 weeks, love.
Right. It's shut now.
Tony Byrne has got the right year. Tamsin from our press department upstairs has got the wrong year. Karen from the press department says it's between 2 years. I'll go for this one. Well, you're wrong. Your wife...
She's not wrong, actually.
No, she is.
She's not with Black Box. Let's have it right.
Yeah, no, she got the wrong year.
Oh, I know, but, you know, you did...
No, I don't mind that. Dave's wife, Jane, texting, going, easy, boom, boom, pow, and she got the wrong year.
Did she? Nice. Yeah.
Charles Porter's texting. He says, say hi to Peter, and he's got the right year as well.
Mm. Morning, Charles.
Morning, Charles. But do you know what the year is? 81199. Get on the text now. 81199. Tell me, what is the year? It's Radio 1's Golden Hour, so text now.
Radio 1.
What's this, Peter?
Transvision Vamp, Christopher. Transvision Vamp.
What's the name of the song?
Baby, I Don't Care.
It's the right answer.
I don't waste my evenings.
I'm going to have to change one of the tedious tracks for next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right,
it might have been this.
Transvision Vamp. Transvision Vamp, but Baby, I Don't Care. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Joe in Bexley Heath is doing the school run for 5 kids.
I don't care.
Myers in Grantham baking children in need cakes.
I don't care.
And Natalie's having a lazy day in Maidstone. Joe's at work in the Isle of Man. Shay's on the way to Nottingham. Morning, Shane. Tracy in Tamworth in my kitchen giving kids breakfast. They think I'm loopy dancing around to the goal now. I can't wait for Peter's tour.
Oh, I can't wait for... I don't care.
What? Fair enough. Mark the Chippy from Glastonbury. Stuart's cleaning Bridgewater. Morgan driving to work in Uxbridge. And Tell and Darren making double glazed windows in Chatham. They've all got the right year. Hey, Dave, shall we do it?
Do it.
Let's do it.
Oh, tall lot wild thing.
Correct. you're on fire today.
Uncle Buck. Yeah. Uncle Buck.
That's right.
God bless John Candy.
Oh, God, love him. I love that film so much.
Turning up nice and loud.
9 till 10. It's the Golden Hour.
Right, Sophie's texting for the Golden Hour. Straight away, she gets the right year, Dave.
Amazing, isn't
it? See ya. And she says, tell Peter I'll see him tonight.
See you tonight, Soph, darling. God love you. I'll bring some imperial leather.
You bloody won't. Yeah. Hey,
just watch your language, please.
I'm sorry, Peter.
Yeah, come on.
Right, you get to choose the last song on the Golden now for this half hour. There's a hell of a choice.
Have I not picked yet?
Well, no, put your headphones on.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Right, so for this year, whatever year you think it is, you've got one more song to choose. You can either have...
Say the Youngblood.
Oh, yes.
If only I could. Christian song, right?
No, well, yeah, very nice. You can either have The Bangles.
True story, that. This, De La Soul.
Or De La Soul.
Oh. No, no.
They
got a bit lost there, didn't they?
No, it was good, Dominic.
They got a little bit lost with BB King.
The Cure.
Oh, no. Slit your wrists.
Debbie Harry.
Yeah, I'm your man.
Yeah?
Which one do you want? That
French
man.
French Kitchen in the USA. Get that on.
I'll have that one. So which one do you want?
I'd have De La Soul.
De La Soul?
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on.
Oh, no, have Debbie Harry. It's jollier. She's happier. It's happier. Happier. That's
more over the place.
What we're all about. Happiness.
Exactly. Happiness.
Can't say that. Come on.
It's
happiness.
Right, last time to text 81199. What is the year? All right, that's Deborah Harry and I Want That Man, chosen by Peter, who weirdly now isn't listening to us, is listening to my iPod. So
this is funny, this. Yeah,
I know, but we're on now, so don't...
I know, I'm not this way. No, Melton John.
All right. Okay.
What about?
So, the big question is, what year was it? Dominic Byrne.
I'm between two. I think it's either 89 or 1990.
You what?
1990, I think.
1990, he says. Carrie?
89.
I'm stuck. I'm going to go 89 then.
Dave?
89.
Peter?
89 without a shadow of a doubt.
89 without a shadow of a doubt, says Peter Kay. And I can tell you, he's absolutely right.
Yay!
But Black Box did straddle the decade.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It was in the chart in 89.
You've never read her in the chart in 1989. You crafty monkeys, what, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It was in the chart.
You're trying to do play mind games with your audience.
Oh, shut up, man, for some garlic bread.
This song's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Very like Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Well, yeah. They don't sue you for
it's legally legally different. Geraldine, last Christmas, me this Christmas.
That ended Die Hard. And that's a Christmas film.
Right. Peter is going to pick the first song for the next half of the Golden now. Well, he's picked it already, and we'll find out what it is in a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't do two things.
All right, you go and do that.
I'm listening to your song here.
Right, go and listen to the song. Right. The Chris Moyle Show. The Golden Hour. A random but I think enjoyable Golden Hour so far. National Radio 1. Okay, so all random songs in the next half hour of the show. So we got crack on with the news and sport, and then Peter has chosen the first song to play.
Digital FM online. This is BBC Radio 1.
It's 9:34.
A police officer is missing in the floodwaters.
And in sport, FIFA say a replay will never happen.
It's now 9:37. The Chris
Moyle Show. Yeah. Let's go, Peter.
Do you want to go faster? Do you want to go faster, Riders? Do you want to go faster, Speedway? Hold on tight. Here we go.
Do you want to fill in for a week when I go on holiday?
No.
Right.
I would if I could do it. No, it's not you've got to have a certain skill for do radio, and it's not my...
You're right.
I'd say something wrong.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Can I just say hello to Sophie, who texts and goes, oh, this is the best Wonder Years ever. It's not called the Wonder Years.
The Golden Hour. The Golden Hour. The Golden Hour.
Maybe she's got ITV2 on and she's watching Wonder Years.
Maybe she is. Right, so in the next half hour, all these songs are chosen by the team. All random songs. They can have any song from any year. Peter has chosen the first song. Now, you don't have to guess the year. You don't have to do anything like that. All you got to do is text it and say, oh, I love this. Or text it and go, what a load of rubbish. The Chris Moyle. It's up to you. The Golden Hour. 81199, you can text now. International Radio 1. What?
I'm just touching your back. because I've got to go to this morning.
No, I know, I'm just about to get into I thought you were arresting me.
No, I'm saying it now, and then I've made it official.
Right.
So thanks very much.
You're more than what?
Cheers, and thanks, everybody.
You're more than welcome.
Thanks, darling, for coming in, Peter.
I've had a nice time.
It's been brilliant. Thank you very much.
I'd like to come again.
It was great.
You can come whenever you want. I'll see you in 7 years.
No, I'll be giving it answer then.
We'll see you in April.
What's in April?
The tour.
Your tour.
sorry, I wondered what was going on there. Yeah, well, I'll come before the tour starts.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd love to.
You're more than welcome.
Yeah, so this song...
Well, come and do the show from your house.
Oh, no, God, right, no, okay. I won't be doing that. Mm. Get me carpet. I had rug doctor from home base. I thought that were a man, that. It's a machine.
Those little red things on wheels, aren't they?
It's like when you move your couch to your front room and go, look how new that carpet used to be under there. Look at it. That's what it was like when we got it. Look at it now. Should I say what this song is?
You can if you want, and then you can press it, but you got to press that start button there.
So, there's me thinking you put a needle on a record.
No.
It's Cherish by Madonna, and it's one of my favourite songs, and I don't care what anyone texts in, any filth, or it's a belter. Before she started acting like a slut. Here we go. What number is it?
Can't say that.
No, it's true. You try and dig it.
Anyway, press videos.
Where are we?
Start.
Where this one?
Yes.
Oh. Ta-ra.
See ya. Cherish.